It was just over 6 months ago that UNESCO was about to put the Great Barrier Reef on its in danger list. At the time, in June 2021, Environment Minister Susan Lee was shocked.
We had a message back from UNESCO, and I received this from weekend chats that I had, that yes, we know Australia is doing incredible work on the reef. So we were actually applauded for that work.
Susan Lee travelled overseas to speak to the committee and convinced it to keep the reef off the UNESCO blacklist. But it was a temporary win for her, because now UNESCO is demanding an update from the federal government on what action it's taking to protect the reef, with a deadline of February 1. That's in 4 days. So the Morrison government today announced a $1 billion package into research, reef management and improving water quality. Here's Susan Lee.
An extraordinary investment in a reef. I don't think there's ever been one as large anywhere in the world. But what it does is back in our reef communities, because the reef economy is worth $6.4 billion. There are 64,000 jobs that depend on the reef.
The $1 billion will be spread out over 9 years and will be managed by the Federal Environment Department and the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. Susan Lee played down concerns that funding may not be seen until the end of the decade.
It's about taking action now. So as I was about to mention, the water quality initiatives, we're actually increasing them from what they previously were in the next few years. We're continuing our investment in traditional owner management, crown of thorns starfish, science and so on.
Around half of the funding will go to improving water quality, and a quarter will go to reef management and conservation. Climate change manager at the Australian Conservation Foundation, Gavin McFadzen, welcomed such measures.
But what needs to be said, that all of that will account for naught unless this federal government starts taking climate change seriously. Climate change is the most serious threat to the reef, and the science on this has been crystal clear for years.
The federal government aims to reduce emissions by 26 to 28% below 2005 levels by 2030. According to climate impacts campaigner at Greenpeace Australia, Martine Zivan, it needs to be higher.
Australia is not taking the action necessary to protect the Great Barrier Reef or to prevent global temperature rise from going over that 2-degree limit.
UNESCO is expected to visit the Great Barrier Reef this year before a June vote on whether to add the reef to its in danger list. Here's Labor's Shadow Minister for the Environment, Terry Butler.
We're now going to turn up to the World Heritage Committee with a package and seeming silence on climate change.
But ACF's Gavin McFadzen says Labor's policy of reducing emissions by 43% by 2030 also won't make a dent in the problem.
They're not enough either, and we need to see both parties lift their game as we head towards the federal election.
The federal government announcement comes a fortnight after Labor pledged $163 million to the reef, positioning it to be a hot-button issue in the lead-up to the federal election this year. But despite the election campaign not officially being underway, advocates say the timing of the funding for the reef is no coincidence. But Susan Lee knocked back such suggestions.
Well, the reef doesn't know that there's an election coming.